Yeah, it's that time of the morning. It's that time of the week where we talk science with Dr. Carl Krusinicki, who joins us now. Dr. Carl, good morning.
Good morning to you, and happy middle of the end of the year and as we head towards holiday time.
I know. How many more weeks have we got before you and I disappear?
What month is it now? November, December? Something will happen and suddenly it'll be, it's too late, you're fired.
I know.
And we'll drop off and then we'll come back.
And listen, let's worry about that later. Here is an emailer. It's a question that I got some time ago, and I've been saving this up for you because we've been talking about other issues over the last few weeks. But this is from an email from Gavin, who says, Luke, could you please ask Dr. Carl the following? If, perchance, the moon was completely obliterated by a stray meteor, so the moon suddenly does not exist, it's been smashed by a massive meteor.
Okay, wrong word there, but let's keep going.
Oh, please, I'm trying to get this question out.
Yeah, keep going.
What would happen to our tides? Because I'm led to believe that our tides are regulated by lunar activity. So if we suddenly had no moon, what effect would that have on planet Earth, Dr. Carl?
No moon would have two effects. The moon is relatively light compared to the sun, but it's really close. The sun is a lot heavier, but a lot further away. Do the equations. And it turns out that with regard to the up-down height of the tides, the moon accounts for two-thirds, the sun for one-third.
Is that right?
So if you lose the moon, not only does the up-down drop by two-thirds, but the across, the difference between high tide and low tide, that also drops by two-thirds. And what that means is that the zone where there's all these creatures that sort of live in that washy zone, they would have less room to live in and things would change dramatically.
Wow. So the tides, instead of being 2 or 3 or 4 metres, whatever, it would just be 1.5 or 1 or
one
less.
One-third of the current size.
The tides would be one-third of the current size. So all
and
those...
And there'd be another effect.
Sorry?
There'd be another effect as well.
Go on.
What would lovers have to look at as avoidance behaviour while pretending to look at something while trying to get a cuddle in on that first early date?
Exactly.
And even more. The Earth is tilted at around 23.5 degrees from the vertical when you consider the plane in which all the planets orbit the sun, which is kind of lined up with the equator of the sun. Now, it's been that way for a long time. Our moon is both uncommonly large and uncommonly close. So the orientation of the Earth has stayed stable for a very long time. Were the moon to go, it is possible for that tilt, which currently is 23.5 degrees, and which, by the way, varies from 21.5 to 24.5 degrees on a, is it 42,000-year cycle? Yep. Then the moon could potentially, not being there, lead to the situation where the Earth could be lying on its side.
All right.
With the North Pole pointing at the Sun, then later the South Pole.
Yes.
As the planet Uranus does, and could oscillate, and then lead to a different set of circumstances or environment for the evolution of life to happen on our planet. Now, you do know we're talking about two very controversial subjects that some people do not accept. Firstly, that evolution is real, and that secondly, that the Earth is a globe. But forgetting about those
don't worry about that.
Very loud people, that is the case. But something like that happened in 1178.
What happened?
Well, let me quote. A chronicler called Gervase of Canterbury said, and I quote, five or more men who were sitting there facing the moon at night. They're monks. There was a bright new moon, and as usual in that phase, its horns were tilted toward the east. Okay, I'll believe that. I don't know anything about astronomy much. And suddenly, the upper horn split in two. Oh, my God. From the midpoint of this division, a flaming torch sprang up, spewing out over a considerable distance. Fire, hot coals and sparks. And it turns out that that is consistent with a young crater being formed, and that being formed on the surface of the moon, and also being related to various comets coming around. So we actually have isolated that crater on the moon, which was seen in an event. Now, I'm not thinking like a really big rock, like the big rock that wiped out the dinosaurs. That was 10 kilometers in diameter. And that would do something like that to the moon, because, you know, the glowing red hot, it would turn, it would heat up the rock so much, it would turn into liquid rock and glow. But if you want to obliterate the moon, well, it's a couple of thousand kilometers across. You need something at least 1,000 kilometers across.
Mm-hmm.
Like 10 kilometers is not going to do it.
No.
100 will give it a decent whack. But to split it and make it go, you need something in the same ballpark, like 1,000. And there's only a few asteroids in our solar system that size.
All right. So it's not likely to happen. But I just thought we'd ask the question. And thank you very much for that email. But it does pose another question.
Mm-hmm.
What would happen to songs like Walking on the Moon, The Police?
Ah, Blue Moon. Our language would change because the word Blue Moon refers to two full moons happening in a calendar month, because it used to be that a month was the time that it took for the moon to go around the Earth, hence moons turned into month, and it was 28 or 29 days. And then some Roman people started adding extra months in the year and naming things after themselves, July, August.
Yeah.
And then the whole thing went to crap. And so the length of the month is now longer than 28 days most of the time. And so you can have two full moons in 1 month, and hence a blue moon. So that would be messy too.
All right. Songs like Moon Dance, Van Morrison.
Mm.
Hey?
And Michael Jackson, what would he do?
Walking on the Moon, The Police.
Mm.
To the Moon and Back, Savage Garden. I could go on.
That's
River.
It's essential for our culture.
Take your pants down, you're going to moon somebody.
I hadn't thought of that concept, but my family has done that to somebody.
There you are. Now what would you call it? Black hole them.
Buttocking? It doesn't quite have the same thing.
No, let's hope the moon stays there. Dr. Carl, always a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dr. Luke.